Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome onto the stage, Improv for Humans, Matt Besser. And now we have Danielle Schneider.
All right.
Give it up for Anthony Atamnowick.
Woo!
And now John Gemberly.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Improv for Humans in the house. How are you guys doing, Austin? Woo! Yeah, that was louder than our ass cat response last night. That's great. I'm so glad you guys are here. This is our second time on stage in 2 years. Crazy. Doing comedy over Zoom. That's hard, isn't it? But we're so glad you guys are here. And if you've never seen or heard, rather, Improv for Humans, this podcast, what we're going to do is take many suggestions from you throughout the night or the afternoon. And we'll get a suggestion, tell a story, and then do some improv on it. So it's just that easy. So I'm going to start right over here. I can see this part of the crowd best. Just give me one word. Wristband. All right. How did he think of that? Wristband. So isn't that always the uncomfortable? It's like every wristband's different, and you think you can figure it out, but then you can't. You need help, and then you get back to your apartment or whatever, and you can't take it off.
Yes.
We struggled with that today.
Yeah, you're like, it's no problem.
You know what the trick is to the wristband?
What?
The trick is to the sticky wristband anyway. Mm. Everybody always tries to pull off the outer flap. The flap that's loose on the inside, you take that, you pull against it, it comes right off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just take scissors and cut it
off.
We cut to a year later. Hey, excuse me, John Gimmerling?
Yes?
Sorry to bug you. I didn't want to interrupt you drinking water at a water fountain, but I'm a huge fan of yours. Wow, that's a lot of water.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of yours. I just
you're not
say.
That big.
Huh?
You're a little, you're skinny.
That's a good joke. I'm not really into your comedy, though.
Huh?
It's more, I once heard your wristband trick on a podcast like a year ago.
Oh.
And it really changed my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to have rage fits trying to take off and put on wristbands.
Oh, yeah. It's not even really a trick. It's just sort of a simple common sense thing.
I'm sorry, John Gemberling. Is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, don't push, lady.
No, wait, move it. I'm sorry to get you while you're wiping all the water off your face.
Sorry, I am really thirsty.
I know. You look like a drowned dog, but listen... I just wanted to thank you for your wristband work, because have you been at a desert or something?
It's What's just so hot. On? No, I've just been getting my steps in around the park here.
I just wanted to thank you for your wristband trick. I had wristbands on for 15 years.
You guys go to a lot of wristband events?
Well, no, but it's been 15 years and I could never take them off, so they just piled up. I literally have just rotting wristbands on my wrist.
Well,
I've started gangrene. Half my skin is gone because of the wristbands.
Excuse me, you John Gimbering?
Watch it, buddy. You're stepping on my foot.
Hey, I'm sorry. You don't like the unhoused, you asshole?
How was I supposed to know?
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what's happening. I am a fan of Mr. John Gimbering. I live right in this park. I see him every day taking walks, and I wanted to thank you personally.
I see you have a wristband caught around your neck, sir.
Yeah,
you...
I do.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm not oxygen. No, I don't get a lot of oxygen in my brain, but I wanted to thank you. I don't know how to get the neck band off yet, but recently I was arrested in the park, and they didn't have any more zip ties, so they used some leftover event wristbands to bind me, and I was able to break out of the hold using your technique, kick out the window of the car, and escape.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Can I use my urinal?
It's his water fountain, though.
Well, it's my urinal.
And scene. I think we all learned something. So did you guys finally make it to the boys pop-up like I suggested?
No.
Why does that make you so angry?
I was so... Can I tell you, the fact that they were giving out free burgers, like, I'm not going to brag, but I can afford a burger. But when someone offers me just free shit, I'm like, what?
And we had just eaten lunch.
We had just eaten. I was so angry that I had eaten and paid for it because it was free food. And I was like, huh, I guess I could shove a burger in. Like,
we cut to that moment. Sweetie, we just ate. Don't force the burger down just because it's free. You're going to choke yourself. You're eating faster than you usually do, and you're not even hungry.
But didn't you see they're not charging?
Did you say they're not charging?
You're going to choke. They're not charging for food.
Oh, my God.
They're not charging for food. I'm going to vomit up what I just ate at P.F. Chang's, and I'm going to eat this shit.
Hey, we got a new rack of the boys' chicken sandwiches.
I got to get me some.
We're doing the boys' themed chicken sandwiches.
One sec.
Jesus
Sweetie,
Christ.
It's not worth it.
I want some of that chicken.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She loves the show.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Here, do you want to take a break from vomiting take these sandwiches?
Just shove it in my mouth while I'm vomiting.
You know, we do have COVID protocols. I mean, the pandemic's not fully over yet.
It just says you can't breathe on people. It doesn't say you can't...
Throw up
on them.
They did clear us from contact service.
Holy shit, there's cotton candy. There's Lizzo cotton candy.
Oh, yeah, there's Lizzo cotton candy, too.
Sweetie, do not mix cotton candy in a burger.
I want that Lizzo cotton candy.
Oh, God.
You're spreading
it on the burger?
Do you want to just put your face in the cotton candy machine and catch the...
Wait, let me ask one second. Is it free?
Yeah, of course it's free.
Give me that cotton candy.
Here we go.
Ma'am, would you like to try some free The Boys spray paint sprayed in a paper bag?
Yes, please. Wait.
Yeah?
That's not even food, sweetie.
I don't care. It's free. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
You're going to become addicted to paint.
This is a boys-themed spray paint sprayed into a boys-themed paper bag.
I'm so high
on
free.
This is turning me on. And seen as she passes out from sniffing paint. Who picked up something free today? Let me just see that. Anybody? What did you get?
An ice pack.
A what?
An ice pack.
An ice pack.
Ooh, that's a pretty good find.
That's good. Was it cold?
Is it still there? Got it?
Was it already cold, or do you have to do the work of it? Ugh, then forget it.
Ice pack. That doesn't sound like...
Was it like a first aid ice pack? Or?
You're like, I stole it from the first aid station. They needed it, but I said, fuck off.
The first aid station is not a pop-up, ma'am.
Yes. Did you also steal some
gauze? I love first aid.
You're like, I'm going to take all these Band-Aids and this inhaler from all the people that need it.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Those are for people who are injured.
I'm injured.
You just changed your voice. Is there something wrong with your throat?
No, I'm telling you, I need all of these ace bandages because I sprained everything.
Doing what?
You've been to South by Southwest. There's some crazy shit here.
That would sprain your body?
Well, I sprained a lot of things, and I need all these ace bandages. Why are you... This is first aid. You're not supposed to fill out a questionnaire. You're supposed to just administer aid.
All right. I got to scan your badge, though. Sorry. Nothing happens here without scanning
pain.
A badge.
I'm in pain.
Peter.
It's not working. God damn it.
It's not work. Well, then
all you have to do is give me your email and your social security number.
Sorry, I don't want to rush you guys. I think my nose is broken. If I can get some first aid help. There's a woman freaking out at the boys pop up.
She smacked you. Sure, just need to scan your badge.
Oh.
He's bleeding.
Okay, don't bleed on the scanner. I get... damn it, these things aren't working. I just need your email.
What part are you scanning? Why are you rubbing it against the thing? There's a QR code. Can't you see that? What is being scanned? Why do you have to rub your dirty phone against my badge?
I'm not scanning the barcode.
Look, I know your nose is bleeding, but you're asking a lot of questions for a guy who's got blood coming out of his nose. Maybe it's not real blood.
Oh, what do you think? It's model paint?
You came up with that real quick.
What do you think? I've been painting little Mandalorian figurines over at a different booth, and I just came
and
up with
that. And we cut to the interactive space where he earlier in the day is actually doing that.
So now you want to put a second coat on. This is a drying coat.
Oh.
Okay, and this is going to give more depth and make it have more matte.
Oh, cool.
So you can also move it around. It's very thin, so if there's an area you don't want as much, you can move it around.
Thank you.
We have a technique where you I noticed the helmet was red, so you snort the paint into your nose and then blow it out your nose onto the
helmet. To give it sort of that stippled
But also, if you're looking for some free shit, the first aid station's got swabs, alcohol, it's got ice packs, bandages, band-aids.
Shit. Do they have antibiotic ointment?
Antibiotic ointment. They have hydrogen peroxide, which isn't good for cuts. It's been proven it's not good for cuts. It actually hurts the healing process by killing off healthy blood cells. But
Do they have little plastic tweezers that won't be any good at trying to get splinters?
Yeah.
And scene.
Wait, I would like to say something because we had an experience today. We were at the South by Southwest, the convention center. And they have everywhere you go, there's like a wheel you can spin and like win something stupid. And so we were with our daughter who was like, I want to spin every wheel. And so our daughter's 8. And so we went up to a place and we were like, oh, I was like, oh, my daughter wants to spin the wheel for, you know, to get a keychain or whatever. And the guy was like, okay, let me scan your QR code. And he tries to scan and he's like, oh, it's not working. This thing's not working for me today. He's like, you're just going to have to fill out all this information. And I was like, well,
I love at the technology expo.
He was like, and I was like, I'm not going to do that. She just wants to spin the wheel. He's like, well, then she can't spin the wheel. I was like, she's 8. Let her fucking spin your wheel. This guy was like, nope. Like, I've never seen someone so happy not to let an 8-year-old spin a wheel made of cardboard. It's like, you're an
But
asshole.
Isn't it sad that we've like swapped out the like fun outdoor carnival for like weird semi-corporate sponsored events where you wander into a giant fucking warehouse that's depressing and it's all these small failing businesses. It's like the murderer's row of Shark Tank losers in that fucking place. Let's just tell the truth. It is a loser's row filled with people whose dreams are dying in front of you. There is one that is William fucking Shatner, and it's just a screen. They're like, you can ask Shatner anything. And
it
I'm like,
was
what?
Tough. And to see Shatner propped up.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
This was where?
Yeah,
there's a video screen of Shatner. Yeah.
He's interested.
What?
She just smacked herself in the microphone.
That was the ghost of Shatner, you guys.
He's alive!
Shatner's not dead.
Can I tell you? I saw him. He is not alive, guys.
I mean, that video, and it's like we asked him 1,000 questions over 5 days, and then the algorithm, when you ask the virtual Shatner a question, he'll answer. And I'm like, why? What is the point of any of that? Who wants to talk to him? I've met him. He's an irascible asshole.
They bothered Shatner, put it into a computer, and then Shatner bothers you.
Yes. That's the game. That's the point of it.
Step right up to Worf. Ask Worf any question.
That's okay.
Ask Worf any question in the world, and the Worf algorithm will answer you just the way Worf would have.
I'd like to do it.
Step on up to the Worf algorithm. Ask me any question.
Worf, why weren't you on the bridge this morning?
Today is a good day to die.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
Ask Worf any question. Ask Worf any question. The algorithm will tailor the answer towards you and your question.
I'm sorry, but could someone tell me why Worf isn't here and instead this silly display booth in front of his quarters is set up?
Because today is a good day to die. Ask Worf any question. The algorithm will tailor your answer to
All
your
right.
question.
Worf, were you engaged in a relationship with Deanna Troi at the same time that she was dating Will Riker?
Today is a good day to die.
This
Ask
Worf
any question. The algorithm will tailor your answer to your question.
Data, this is a terrible, terrible display.
I'm sorry, Captain. You said you wanted to have a convention experience on the holodeck, and I did the best I could.
I mean, the wristbands come off completely easily. I don't have to do any trick or anything.
I had a bit of trouble programming the difficult adhesive on the wristbands.
Well, why don't we get to the part where we eat fried food and Jamaican patties, and then I can have massive diarrhea.
And Zena. Did you not get your Star Trek impression out?
I did not get my Star Trek impression out. I'm so upset. No, I do like Star Trek.
Okay, who would you
Matt
have done?
When Matt and I first started dating, I had never really seen Star Trek. Now I've seen a lot. But when we first started dating, I was like, oh, I've never seen Star Trek. I haven't watched a lot of things about like the future. Or I don't like the futuristic stuff. He's like... it was like, it's the history of the future.
Yeah, it's not a television show. It's the history of the future.
Exactly right.
And I was like, I gotta marry this guy.
Yeah. Sci-fi will turn the ladies on, I've always found. In the back, let me get a word. Any word?
Scrat. Scrumptious?
I heard rat.
Scrumptious?
You I heard rat.
Rat?
Am I right?
One of those.
I heard rat.
You got enough. Parallelogram, rat. Any of those funny words. Wouldn't it be great if we all had parallelogram stories?
Someone's like, I know what's going to stump them. I feel like every time Matt would go out of town, a rat would come over. Like a literal rat would like get in our house. And
they
so,
think you're telling a story about me turning into a rat.
And I never saw them in the same room. No, but I felt like, and I'm not going to get it out of the house, or, you know, I'm sort of in that way, like, I'm not going to touch that. And one time Matt was gone, and there was just a decapitated rat in the house. Or no, right outside the house. It was like, right, remember? And I was like, I don't know what to do. So, of course, I called him. I think you might have been here at Esther's Folly. No, at South by Southwest. And I called you. And you were like, I can't do anything about it today. And I was like, well, I don't want the dog to get it. And so I took a shovel. No, I took a broom and a dustpan. And I just held it. And I my solution was to scream.
And that's how you deal with the disgustingness?
I would just go, and swept it in, but just screamed the whole time. Like, that made me feel better as I got the decapitated rat. And I never found its head, and I'm sure it haunts the house at night.
Ratty Ratigan, you are accused of scurrying through houses, nibbling on cereal boxes, and you are sentenced to die by decapitation.
If it pleases the court, my client has led quite a filthy and disease-filled life. He has collected much cheese and various trinkets and strings, providing for the entire nest. Should there not be some leniency in this court, allowing him to serve out his days in a rat trap?
The court recognizes the strings and little glittery objects that Ratty Ratigan has pulled into this hole in the wall every now and then. And yet his repeated scurrying and gnawing, his chewing and his defecating in the pantry far outweigh any benefit he has to our animal society in this wall.
I would like to say something on my own behalf.
You know you are not required to.
Though it may further implicate me, I feel that humans will appreciate this. I have done everything you say. I have nibbled at the cereal box more than it was my right. But I will also say this. I have had, while living in your house, over 168 children, all of which I have eaten myself. So, instead of thinking of me as one rat who has caused so much damage, think of me as the rat who has kept 168 more rats from infesting this house.
Blunk Bunk, New York City, at 10:30 p.m., Chambers. What the fuck happened out there, McCoy?
I don't know. I tried my best to probably told him not to talk, and then he spoke. It was a human court. I'm not versed in human law.
We can't go. You lost us another case.
Listen, if you let me go back in there, I'm going to file an appeal tomorrow. Bring him back forward. The problem was, is he shouldn't have admitted the cereal box chewing. I told him not to say anything.
That wasn't it. He was able to have 168 children.
I'm not responsible for how horny he is. God damn it, Diane. Ever since we got divorced, we can't work together anymore.
Don't bring our personal life into this courtroom. Bum, 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 bum. Bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Tong, tong. Your Honor, I stand here before this Court of Appeals and thank you for the rapid scheduling of this hearing.
Yes, yes, make it quick. I have a couple of pigeons to sentence before lunch.
Under California state law, my client, although advised not to speak on his behalf, was not informed by the court of self-incriminatory statements that could lead to a harsher sentence. This was a failure not only on the court, but on the justice system itself. I would submit that we have new
evidence. Look at me, I'm eating my own tail.
Oh, for God's sakes, Richard.
Bunk Bunk, what the fuck happened out there again?
He keeps talking.
I want you back.
I want you.
I want you more than I wanted anything ever.
He's your brother-in-law. You gotta get over him. You either gotta let him go to death row, or you're gonna have to tell him to not speak up in court.
I'm
now
trying to
clear the desk, throw you up on top of it, have our way. I'm done. And now.
And scene. I don't remember that part of Law and Order. A lot sexier than I remember. All right, let's get a word from this area over here. That was not your area, ma'am. Miss Harpsichord. What'd you say?
LSD.
Okay. Are you on it right now? You wish? I would hate to be inside on LSD. That was always my opinion.
It would be a nightmare to be sitting in like a show. You're hot, tripping balls. You're just like.
Each to his own, but yeah.
I was never on LSD during a show, but one time we got like first row tickets to see Philip Seymour Hoffman and who's the other?
John C. Reilly.
Like the actors of our generation doing True West, where they were both switching roles. And we got first row seating, and one of Matt's friends was like, let's get super high. That was a terrible idea. Sam Shepard is hard to follow anyway, but I was just, this is crazy what's happening. You shouldn't get high for like a small intimate theater experience. It's not a great idea.
Excuse me, ma'am. You got to keep it down. You keep saying, what the hell's happening? It's two brothers arguing.
I know, but who's who?
They switch every night. I'm lost myself.
I think you're doing my line.
I'm doing your line.
Oh, goddamn you.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I really don't.
I'm John C.
No, Riley. I'm John C. Riley.
No, man. I'm supposed to be John C.
Not only do they not know their characters, they don't know who they are.
No,
I think they might be tripping.
I don't. Can I say, I am totally sober. They are not.
Yeah, I'm John C. Riley tonight.
Oh, now I got it. I'm sick. I'm sick.
Yeah, what's your problem, man?
I don't know. Hey, which way's west?
Not true to the script of True West at all. There's suddenly a knock at the door.
Of the stage? What?
Hello?
Someone's knocking on the door of the stage?
Someone is...
Oh, well, would you order again, you shopaholic?
You know, that's...
Here you guys go. I got some pizza.
What?
Sweet.
I don't remember.
I know it.
You're John C. Riley. We figured that out.
Whoa, thanks for the pizza.
Is there fucking pizza in here? Really, or did you just do this as an excuse to come up? There's no pizza.
There's no pizza in here.
Hi-ho! How are you?
I would like my money back.
Yeah. I thought you were the problem. It's clearly not.
I am the problem. I am so sober.
Yeah.
No, that way's west because the sun is setting. It's 2 p.m. and the sun's over there.
We cut to afterwards with the director. Guys, you argued about which direction was true west to the entire time.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
No, that's not in the script at all.
You were supposed to do. He didn't know.
Listen, at one point we both thought we were you, man.
It might have been my fault as a director to have you guys switch parts every week, okay?
Yeah,
so I can get that you're a little befuddled with each other.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Okay, let's just commit.
Can
to
we, if we're gonna switch parts, can we not switch wardrobe? Because every time I put his pants on, there's like a sort of like a pooey smell.
Hey man, you know what? When I put your pants on, there's
this
a little
is the kind of arguing and drama I needed last night.
Can we argue?
Not a discussion of what direction is true west.
Well, first up, it's not poo. It's just I sweat my butt a lot, and then the extra butt juice.
That's poo. No, that's poo. I'm not saying it's like a log of
juice
poo.
That comes
that's
out
poo.
Throughout the day.
It's sweat that has.
You don't think that a little butt
this
juice comes
so
out?
This is so riveting. Thank you for inviting me to watch this instead of
rewinding. And scene. That lady got a backstage pass. Who here has ever been backstage at like a rock concert, like a big one? Anyone? You want to drop some names? You look like you have, sir. Where have you been backstage?
How the edge.
It's okay to trip at shows, folks. We don't want to judge.
Nonpoint, Tool.
Wow.
Stone Sour.
Well, how are you? Now I'm asking, how are you backstage at so many shows?
Played rock and roll.
There you go.
I'm in the band. That's why
I'm in Tool.
I'm in Tool.
All right, that's cool. Is that exciting? That must be, to be part of the rock and roll lifestyle. Do you see some crazy stuff backstage? Yeah? Give me an example that without offending us.
Partying, yeah, some super cool, and stuff.
Super cool. Yeah. He's dropping UCB references. Thank you for that, sir.
I was
thank
like,
you
why
that.
Have I heard of that drug?
Okay. Does that make you guys think of any stories? Have you guys ever been backstage?
I mean, I toured with my dad for years.
What kind of music did your dad play?
Well, it was Emmylou Harris, so it wasn't the most radical band, but the Nash Ramblers, which is what my dad was the drummer for, there was a guy on the band, I don't want to say who it was, but there was a guy who would drink an entire bottle of Jack Daniels before he went out and performed.
Oof.
And the summers I would go on tour for like a month and sleep in the bus and do all that. And sort of like,
you know, off stage now. The thing
our daughter's off stage because I'm a terrible mother.
No, it's not. I mean, no. My dad used
now
to...
Now, we all know it. Let's just say it out loud.
My dad would leave me. And the thing is, when you're a kid, you're sort of resourceful, and you generally sit and hang and watch, and then eventually you're like, God, I've seen this a million times. And then you sort of check out, like... I know a lot about different theaters, like where the doors are, like where like the lighting booth is. That's what happens. But like the thing I found interesting was the acoustic sets, the warm-up runs that are done before they go play. And if you ever want to actually see the best concert, get in the room with the musicians when they run their set list acoustically. That's the best concert you'll get, not the one on stage, because it's all of them just playing loose, not thinking about it, and there's no artificial sound, no nothing. It's just that sound up close, and that's like the best thing I've ever heard in my life. Nothing's ever topped hearing that, you know. Anyway, I don't know if that was a radical story, but
I like how you say get yourself, like we can all just get backstage and watch a,
you know what, figure it out.
Sneak into the private homes of musicians.
Yeah, and just sneak backstage, which is so easy to do nowadays.
You're gonna make your own luck, kid.
We cut backstage. Oh,
hey. Hi.
What are you doing wandering around back here?
Oh, yeah, my dad's...
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, you're not supposed to pull on the ropes.
Yeah, well, I was bored. My dad's playing at Universal Amphitheater, you know, here. He's yeah. playing up front, and I don't know. I've seen the set like a million times, and...
okay, just, but you, whatever you're about to say, you can't pull on the ropes.
Well, I mean, I was just hanging on it. I just wanted to see what it does. Maybe I'm interested in what you do. You're a stagehand, right?
I am. One of many here, yeah.
Yeah, I've met a lot of stagehands. You know, I know how to put clips on wire, and I know how to roll wire up the correct way, and I know how to lift up a podium.
You know how to lift up a podium?
Yeah, I know the proper way to put a podium on the stage.
And we cut to this, like the circus, this kid joins the backstage crew and just becomes one of the boys.
Tony, put that podium on the stage now. Go.
Got it. Roger that. Hey, go to one. I'm bringing the podium up on the stage now.
You can do it. I know you can.
Hey, kid, you're going too slow. Try a little of this trucker's math.
Wow!
I'm dangling up here on this crescent moon. You gotta lower me down. Lower me down.
I got it. I'll run it back. Lowering the moon now. Pulling the rope.
Whoa.
Jerry, I need somebody on the other side of the sandbag.
Whoa. Slow it down. Try some of this heroin.
Okay, I got it.
Good.
I got it.
There you go, kid. Now you're part of the crew.
I need somebody to help me with this. Light.
Shania Twain.
That's right. That don't impress me much.
Wow. Listen, I'm a little speedballing right here, so my heart's flying.
Why don't you take this sex?
I'm 11.
I don't care. You're part of the road crew now. Oh. That don't impress me much.
Wow. There we are. I'm done.
Licorice Pizza 2 coming to a theater near you.
Is that what it was like?
Yep, that was exactly what it was like.
You had sex with Shania Twain?
You bet.
Amazing.
What movie am I going to say that's going to get the most hands out of Oscar nominations?
Out of an Oscar nominated
movie? Who has watched any movies this year? I don't even know what they are. This one man has watched a movie this year. What was that movie?
Before we get hands, there's Dune, Power of the Dog, Belfast.
Power of the Dog.
I said that.
No, Belfast, Power of the Dog, Dune, and there's,
Licorice Pizza.
King Richard. Tick, tick, boom. West Side Story.
So what do you think?
Thank you. So who?
No, you drive your car.
Yeah.
We're listing movies right now. Drive my car.
Dune. I bet Dune, right?
Now, everyone who has seen Dune? Any of those? Raise your hand if you've seen any of those movies. Okay, what are the movies you've seen?
Okay, hold on. We're doing this one.
Which one gets the most out of that?
I'm going to say most people have seen West Side Story.
I'm going to say Dune.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was at a cultured place. I meant South by Southwest. Yes, you've seen
it. All right, raise your hands if you've seen Dune. Okay, that's about a third of the audience. And West Side Story. Not as many.
You know what? Fuck off.
Belfast. Belfast.
No.
Belfast.
No.
Yeah.
More people seen Belfast than West Side Stories? You goddamn
no,
racist.
That's not
no,
true.
No. Less people. Less people saw
no,
Belfast.
No.
You saw Belfast together, right? Did you guys cry?
No.
Did you?
What's Tick, Tick, Boom
Tick,
about?
Tick, Boom is about Jonathan Larson, who wrote Rent.
Who saw Tick, Tick, Boom? That's a little more than Belfast. Who said it's great?
Good. Who saw King Richard?
A little less.
I'd watch a biopic about Gary Larson.
From the Far Side.
All right, let's do that.
Tick, Tick, Moo.
So specifically, the Far Side. That was so... I would like to talk to you about your biopic, Tick, Tick, Moo.
Yeah.
About your, you know, Gary Larson's...
Me?
Yes, yes, about you. And I know you created it yourself, and it's wonderful to do a biopic about yourself. Not many have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just felt nobody had eyes.
Right.
Just large glasses.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do in a movie, I understand, in a cartoon.
Well, the movie is just one panel with
that was another
subtitle
I was getting
for
there.
An hour and a half.
I just don't know if it's going to be what the masses are going to want to watch.
It's two deers, one of them holding a baseball bat, and the other one says, I guess it's deer bunting season because they're playing baseball.
We cut to a couple watching this movie. It's like an hour, 10 minutes into it. This is awesome. It's deer bunting season. I love this. This is great.
I don't... It totally... It's deer bunting season?
Yeah.
Did they decide that it was... Are they kidding? This is what I don't understand. Are they serious or are they joking?
You're ruining the rhythm of the joke, sweetie. Can you keep it down? Deer bunting season. See the baseball bats.
But the other one's not pitching.
What the fuck? Did I talk in the middle of Belfast when you were crying about that?
I live in Belfast.
No, but... I've read this caption 600 times now.
I memorized it. Deer bunting season.
Is that you, Levi? Someone else is in the theater. I'm so sorry. I know you rented it out for yourselves.
Is that you, Levi? Is that you?
I'm sorry.
Is that you, Levi? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello? Is that you, Levi?
I'm sorry.
I don't want you mean space. Is that Joe Levi, do you?
Is that you, Levi?
I don't... Is this part of it? It makes as much sense as the caption.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, afraid of the unhoused?
Oh, no. What is it this week? Everywhere I go.
Oh, no, sir, your face is purple.
Yeah, that's because of this.
Oh.
Yep, I got a big old neck bracelet on there. It's cutting off the oxygen supply. Is that your Levi's?
We're not Joe Levi. I don't know what that means.
I found these Levi's jeans.
I wanted to make sure I'm Joe.
No, those aren't ours.
That's not my Levi's.
Before I put them on, did nobody had them.
Let me ask you something. You seem to have a different perspective on the world.
Uh-huh.
What do you make of this? It's deer bunting season.
Well, that deer is the coach, and he's giving a signal to the other one who's in the batter's box that he should bunt.
But for the whole season?
No, it's like a joke. They're telling a joke.
They're joking.
Each other.
They're joking.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right. They're
of
joking
course,
around.
Of course.
The deers are joking.
I didn't see it that way. I think they believe it.
Oh, that's it. I'm dying.
Oh, you're dying.
Yep.
Okay.
I can feel it fading.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't show any bites. I don't show any bites.
You're under arrest. You let a man die and just watched him and said, well, goodbye. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, he's...
Have you no shame? You're in a Gary Larson pic, and you just watched an unhoused man die and did nothing to save him.
I was in a very... First of all, he seemed happy about it. He was... Very strange. The movie was strange, so I was in a strange
mood. None of this matters. You watched a man die.
Have you seen the movie, though?
I have, and I was confused.
And scene. What did you mean by, is that Joe Levi? Who said that?
No one's going to admit to it now? You were loud as fuck earlier.
I thought they said, is that you, Levi?
You were loud like, is that? No, I thought you said, is that you, Levi? Well,
I heard, is that you, Levi?
Who said it? Just, you said it loud now. Like, just be cool.
Cover our eyes.
Everyone say it and we'll listen and we'll know who said it. Like, you know, like at a police lineup. And we'll find you and we'll hurt you.
Let's go through. Okay. You say, is that Joe Levi?
You say, is that Joe Levi?
Joe Levi?
No.
Okay, wasn't you.
No, it was a female voice.
Oh, this is like a police lineup?
Yes, that's what I just said.
You say it.
Okay, I want to hear you say, is that Joe Levi, sir?
No, it was a woman's voice. Hey, lady, say it. No? Oh, it's you.
She is emphatically saying, I promise, like she has laryngitis.
She's like, I can't talk. I can't talk. I have a bracelet on my neck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have the same problem the homeless guy. Unhoused, unhoused. That's what makes it okay to make the jokes.
Oh, or did someone just peer in and say, is that you, Levi? And then leave. Is that what happened?
Maybe now, Levi was like in the back, like waving at her, like, we gotta go. And she's like, is that you, Levi?
It could be like a tick, like a Tourette's thing. Too,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Such a specific.
I don't curse. I just ask if those are my Levi's.
One day they hear in a restaurant, is that you, Jordash? And they're like.
And they've met their match?
Yeah, they met their match. Nobody knows Jordash jeans?
No, they don't know because they were born after that happened.
No.
Such a specific gene.
Oh, that made me laugh. That was biblical. Let's go in the back. Give me a word.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
That's a word?
God.
Well, speaking of that's a word, I just found out yesterday...
You were so mad about this.
I was so mad.
He came out of like the bathroom like, ugh. And I'm like, what? And he's like, did you hear what Elon Musk named his kid? I've never heard him more mad.
Well, he has two kids.
Yes.
The boy, the first one, I think, I can't remember, but it was like four... Well, X12 is part of it. Yeah. And then that A and E, where the A and the E are jammed together. What's that even called?
It's a diphthong. What were you...
How do you pronounce that?
Hold on. What were you doing in the bathroom looking at Elon Musk's kid?
I was shitting on it. That's an inappropriate joke, Jonathan. But, yeah, and then the... So the boy's name is like X12 AE, how you say that. And then the daughter's name is like, her first name is Dark. And then I can't remember what it is. Like, it's another nonsensical word or something.
Yes.
So, and
how would
you
do that to somebody?
That's what I was saying. It's like, and Kanye does the same thing. It's just like,
I wouldn't compare the two. Those are like North and Saint and Psalm.
Seems like narcissists.
I mean, I know them. It's fine.
Narcissists tend to go, this is for me. And so they don't even see that the child is an autonomous person. So to them, it's like, well, I'll just do this because it's interesting to me.
You don't like being named Blanket?
Yeah, exactly. And then the child hopefully navigates the toxic narcissism of their parent and then gets out into life and is like, my name's not XB12, it's Gary Larson, and I'm a cartoonist.
What is your obsession with Gary?
I don't know.
Okay, children, everybody sit down. I'm your substitute teacher for the day. Miss Conover is not going to be here.
Oh.
I'm just going to call roll. Okay, let's see here. Exclamation point colon.
Here.
Exclamation point colon. Okay. Here. Infinity sign with an emoji of a ninja.
Here.
And this is just, it's a phonetic here. I'm supposed to just go. Did I say that right?
Is no. It present, it's pronounced.
Okay, let me try it.
No. No. No.
Can I just call you her for short? You know, it's going to be a long day.
Yes.
Okay.
And her name is pronounced exclamation point Colin.
Thank you.
That is me. Why are you answering for me?
I'm working on my impression of you.
I didn't want to say anything because I'm a girl and we don't speak up enough.
Oh, that's hard for me to hear as a substitute.
So give me attention. Oh. Go. Man,
I gotta say, children, I'm Generation X. I'm not really used to these.
That's a stretch.
I don't even know what that means. That's not my name, if you thought that's why I was saying my name is. But I'm not used to these kind of names. I'm used to more regular names, I guess you would say.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Wow! Oh, how do you pronounce that?
Like a wet rug on the floor?
Yeah.
Let me try.
Oh, I can do it.
Matt! The third guy was closest, but a little quick.
Third
just
guy?
Just elongated.
You mean...
Oh, sorry. Was closest.
No.
No.
I had your sister in the last period.
It's...
I have a crush on her.
Oh.
I bet you don't imitate her.
No, because I like her.
Don't hurt my feelings because I'm a girl.
I will give you attention.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I see the assignment here was to talk about how you had a special weekend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to go first? Exclamation point, Colin.
Yes, I had a special weekend. My parents took me to their music show where I learned to run out a podium.
Oh, your parents are musicians?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Why do you want to know?
I'm just curious.
That's a weird question.
Is it?
Do you want to break into my house?
No, I just want to know whose last name is exclamation point.
You know.
I don't.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
John Mayer? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was just a random guess.
You got it right.
What about you? I can't even remember what you
Infinity
name.
Something. Yeah, okay. I don't know. This weekend, my dad and I went up into the 150 miles into the atmosphere with George Takei and Senator Markey from Massachusetts. And we floated up in space for a while, and then we came back down, and then I had a private concert where they brought the original actors who played the Teletubbies in their costumes, and they performed for
that
me.
That seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
Get the original actors.
I wanted to meet them, and I also wanted to get them paid, and then Sunday, I just hung around and had a lot of oxygen from my oxygen tank. And then I found out that my brother did cocaine laced with fentanyl and he died.
Oh, no.
So we had the funeral this morning.
Such a nice weekend till the end.
Wow,
children,
that was a full weekend.
You know how I do it.
You do so much. You know, you always say, you know, just do it and just
live for the day, die for the week.
And you say, you know what? Just like Kim Kardashian, get off your ass and work.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Would you like to share your weekend?
No. Okay.
Ditto.
My dad took me to the border of the underworld, and I got
Hades?
To...
Hades?
Huh?
Hades?
Hades, yeah. And I got to drink from the river Styx, and it imbued special invincible properties on me, so
wait, who's your
I'll
dad?
Never get sick. My dad? Is, well, his name is Poseidon, but we call him Pussy.
Poseidon, that wasn't my guess. Wow.
What was your guess?
I don't know, the devil, maybe?
The devil?
Satan? Why is that a dumb guess? You're in Hades.
Yeah, why would I? Yeah, the other side.
Elysium. Elysium.
Me.
He means Elysium.
Teacher Matt.
Yes.
I just feel like you're prying into our lives, and I don't know why. This is like a math class.
Oh. I forgot. I thought this was an English class. Okay. Are you prepared for today's problem?
Oh, I think we're experiencing it now.
Actually, Smart Alec, you are today's math problem. Your name.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, he got
infinity
you.
Sign.
No, if you sign. Solve me, I disappear.
And scene. Woo, math references.
Infinity sign ninja emoji was
that
his
was
full
it.
Name.
Also, the border of
it's
Hades
like a game
is
show.
Elysium.
Like, oh.
No, Elysium is where the heroes go, the Elysian fields.
No, it's when you leave Hades.
I don't know what any of this is.
Mm. Go through the Elysian.
We'll look it up. We'll gotta look it up. Gotta look it up.
We'll look it up later. That reminds me of the bets we have. What, do you guys, does anyone here do bets with someone that doesn't involve money? Yes. What do you do the bet over then? Food, that's a good one.
But what like, do you bet? Like, I'll make you dinner or I'll buy you dinner?
Making dinner.
Make you dinner, okay.
That's very nice and lovely. What's yours?
A slap bet.
A slap bet.
You slap each other
in
if
the
you
face?
Lose?
Oh.
For real?
My.
You did what?
We made one over the World Series in 2015. I bet on the Royals, they won, so I got
that. Is this your boyfriend or just a random person? Ex-boyfriend after the bet?
I'm so upset if they wouldn't have won and he had smacked you across the face. I would be out. I'm not over this. I'm not here.
Have you lost a bet? I think my wife is asking. No, she's never been on that side of the
I know, because I'm like, this is a terrible... I mean, I'm glad he's your ex, because I feel like he just wanted to hit you and he kept losing. But he's like, I'll make it fun and not abuse if I just make her a bet.
She says she's taller than him.
I don't care. I don't care if the shortest man in the world slapped you. It's still a man slapping you.
He can get up on a chair and slap you.
Do you pull your punch? I mean, like, are you excited to, like, just slap him as hard as you can?
Again, you are. They are exes. Let's just put that out there.
There are people who like that slap fight
I guess,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're one of them. And I don't get it, but people do, like
hey,
doing
do,
that.
Guess what? Do you, right? Do you? We do bets where if one of us loses, you have to put a pancake on your head in public. So, or on
isn't that a good one though?
You just have to like walk through
just
town
a pancake
with pancake
on
your head.
Head at the farmer's
or,
market.
Yeah, or you have to if you're on a plane, put a sandwich on your head
just
and
a
just
full
be there.
For how long? Pretend it's not there.
Like until that's somebody notices one, right? And looks at you
now,
like
can
a weird.
Can you do a silver dollar so you just look
no,
like
no? You
a
have
Jew?
To wear like a full like head like a large slab of pancake.
Yeah, and we've upped the stakes lately with us. Threatening syrup, a syrup pancake head bet.
Oh, man.
That hasn't happened yet, though.
I like a silver dollar pancake, just as an aside.
You mean
what does that mean besides
it's
small?
No, silver dollar, you There's also some... make the batter differently. Like
what?
Yeah, you use like cake flour and soy flour.
What?
Everyone out here is going, no.
Well, you're all idiot assholes who don't know how to make a fucking pancake then, so fuck you. How's that? Instead, oh no, what? No.
I make pancakes with butter flour. What do you call a silver dollar pancake, whoever said no? It's a small pancake.
No, you're
People
wrong.
Are angry like me.
You're wrong. How's that? You have to make, you have to use flour that has a lower protein content.
Why?
So that you have a thinner, crisper pancake, which is what a silver dollar pancake is about. I stand by it. This committee is out of order. You're out of order.
We cut to the set of a cooking show. Hey, Anthony?
Yeah.
We're supposed to do the brisket today, and I saw you got all the silver dollar pancake stuff out again, and we don't want to revisit that.
Right.
We don't want to revisit the
Right,
episode.
It's just that last week when I started to get into how we make the silver dollar pancakes and all the different flours, everyone
Our studio
shouted
audience
me down
has
and,
not ever
yeah,
reacted
and
like
then
that.
They cut it out, and so I figured maybe I could just do the pancake real quick and get to the
let's
brisket.
Just do
it's
the
enough
brisket.
Time to do both.
Okay, let's just do the brisket.
Why don't we do that
okay,
first?
We're,
and
we're going? All right, let's do the brisket.
Okay.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we're live.
Hi, welcome back to Country Time Cooking.
We're so excited to have you all back this week.
Janae.
We're really excited. Anthony and I are going to make you a brisket.
That's yeah, we are. Janae.
You're mine, Anthony
we
and I.
We love them. And, you know, and our home, when we have brisket, we always start the morning with silver dollar pancakes.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Come
you know what the fuck you're
and
doing?
I'm
you
know, a little bit.
Make a fucking dinner. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Just a little pancake.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah.
Take on a fucking dinner. Make
Anthony.
A different batter. Some people
Stop
like
it
small.
All right, we're cutting to commercial. We'll be right back.
Anthony, I told you not to make me get on a chair and hit you.
Janine? That really hurt. I think this is it. I want a divorce. That really hurt.
We don't have time for a divorce right now.
Okay.
We're 5 seconds.
Can I just ask the audience what your fucking problem is with learning something new?
Don't engage them. We're okay, audience. They're trying to learn how to make a brisket.
Yeah, they will. As soon as we talk about how a silver dollar pancake that's crispy and light, you can eat 20, 30 of them.
He won't do it.
The flour's lighter. You use more butter. You got to use
why can't
cultured
you use,
butter.
Why don't you,
we
can't
don't
you
have
just...
the time for that, you motherfucker. Some of us like them small. Some of us like them big. Same batter.
Do I go to your kitchen and knock the cock out of your mouth, you motherfucker?
Fuck you. Give us the brisket. It's dinner time. Breakfast was last week.
Oh, I'll give you fucking dinner, buddy.
I'll give you dinner. Good. Janine, I'm ready to go. Perfect. Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're live.
I'm so scared.
Well, it's fine, Janine. We had a little bit of a moment before I didn't take my diabetes test today,
what?
And my blood sugar's all over the map. But we want to get to the brisket, and I'm very excited for this. But this is something new. It's totally new, Janine.
Don't touch me.
It is something called a disket. They're small briskets made out of flour, butter, and milk.
Fuck you!
I don't want a brisket!
I want
a brisket! I want to put some meat in the oven for 6 hours, and I want to take it out and I want to eat it!
Yeah. Why don't you meet me at a small bread box diner off of Route 66, and we'll make our pancakes side by side, and whoever makes the crisper, lighter, fluffier silver dollar pancake gets to put a shotgun in the other guy's mouth and paint the fucking walls of the diner with his fucking brains.
And scene. Who wants crispy pancakes? What an odd adjective. You're bacon crispy. All right, let's go to the middle here. That woman who loves Levi, probably. Let's get a word in here. Anywhere? Okay. Forget you. What'd you say?
NFT.
Nah, I'm glad you said that. She said NFT. And we were at the Interactive today, and I'd say a third of the people there were NFTs and selling that. So, Anthony, explain us what an NFT is.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like a game show. Explain NFT.
As I understand it, it's a non-fungible token.
No, we know that.
Which essentially means that it's made with soy flour. No.
Next on Explain NFT, John Gimberling. Can you explain what an NFT is?
Well, it has to do with the blockchain.
Oh, very good. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm already out. I'm like, I don't know.
Points. Bing, bing. Keep going.
Which is a combination of between a cock block and a daisy chain.
Oh. Danielle, you want to give it a try? We got up to blockchain. Non-fungible token.
Okay.
Formed by a blockchain. Keep
it
going.
Is. Okay, here's what I think it is. It's like a cartoon. And people are like, I drew a cartoon, I'm going to sell it. And then they're like,
that was terrible, folks. We don't know what that. Can anyone in the audience just give me a real super tight explanation of what it was? She's pointing at this guy. He's going to do it for us.
Yeah, when you buy an NFT, you don't buy the media, but you buy access to the media. So you can buy access to stuff that nobody else has access to. It's like buying a ticket or a pass to media. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you buying a ticket to? It's like if someone's like, here, I'll give you a ticket. To what?
Okay, this guy, I'm making people walk, too, on this.
Sure. It's just a digital trading card. It's all.
Yeah.
It's not.
Someone gave a condescending. There you go.
It's not getting clearer.
So the blockchain, the blockchain is basically a long series of code, and you're the owner of the NFT. Everybody who owns that NFT throughout all time is logged in at a particular point in the blockchain that is somehow not duplicatable or whatever. So you're basically marked down in the ledger as you own this thing.
And if you pass the possession of that thing to somebody else, then that the creator of that, whatever it is, let's say it's the little monkey picture with the hat, then that artist gets, like, or that person gets a bit of money. So every time it moves around, you get a payout, or you can get a full buyout. But the other part of the NFT that's wonderful is the amount of energy that it expends and uses for nothing. So as opposed to energy being used maybe to fuel people's homes, like during the last huge snowstorm here, instead what we've done is created a world where we own nothing and expend a bunch of energy for it that kills us. So it's
and hold on, as shitty as as stupid as the trading card is, it is at least a physical object that can be rare. The picture of the monkey, everybody can have that image on their computer infinite times. The scarcity is only the point in the blockchain that everyone has decided is worth
it's
something.
It's money laundering for people trying to get out of Bitcoin and whales trying to get out of Bitcoin by creating something that seems tangible because this thing's all going to collapse on itself and they're all trying to get out of this huge Ponzi scheme.
I think someone's going to fight you after this. I think
I'll give a shit. I'll hit him with a bag of soy flour.
Going to keep my money in money. If you don't mind.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Matt.
Hey.
From across the street.
Hi.
I heard you guys didn't have any energy for a heater.
No, it's fucking freezing. We're so cold. Do you have any like gas or some petrol?
But I can't really. I mean, my house needs it. But hey, I got an NFT for you.
But how will that warm my house?
It takes a lot of energy. It's a dinosaur smoking a cigar.
But will that... I mean, we're freezing here. My toe fell off.
Mommy.
Have you even bothered looking at it?
My toe?
No, the dinosaur smoking a cigar at this point on the blockchain. It's amazing.
But I'm confused.
I think your kid's turning purple. Mommy,
I'm so trying to cold. Warm you. Let me look at the dinosaur to warm you.
Ooh, so cool. Can we have it?
Sure, that's why I'm giving it to you.
You're going
to
give
and
it?
Only you have it. Get it?
Yeah.
No.
It's yeah. a unique spot on the blockchain that's but all yours.
Again,
just you two.
We're cold. Can't we just come over to your house instead of you giving us a dinosaur?
I'm not comfortable with that. But the dinosaur's smoking a cigar, and that's just hilarious and unique.
But I think I already have that in a sticker.
No, but we own this one uniquely on the blockchain, Mom. You don't get it. Maybe what we can do is just laugh real
hard at it. You know
what?
You were freezing 2 seconds ago, and now you got lots of talk in you.
Yeah, because talking warms me up, and looking at art makes me hot.
Then good. I don't have to get you fuel. Sorry, I'm just cold. Look.
Not all people also, your age understand NFTs,
I don't understand
so that's why it's not warming you up.
What? Because I don't understand it doesn't warm me up? Can't you just hug me or something? Maybe body heat will warm me up?
Oh, well, yeah. I'll have sex with you.
No, what?
Daddy.
Yeah, what's going on?
There's a man says he's going to have sex with Mom at the door.
What?
She suggested. I thought she was trading for the NFT.
I was suggesting I don't want his NFT.
I'm shorter than you are. I have less body heat. Have sex with me. I need the warmth.
And scene. One more suggestion, folks. Right over this area. The one I started with. Engorgement. Whoa. I can only think of one use of that word.
No, when someone engorges themselves on food, right?
Engorgement.
That means they, like, eat too much and their stomach is engorged. It's okay. Not just a boner thing.
Seems like a boner thing to me.
Now you're whispering. Everything that's happened in this show prior to this.
Could an overhang over a gorge be an engorgement?
No. That would be an overgorgement.
That's true.
Okay. Is this your first time to a weight specialist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that you're not fat, as you were saying on the form.
Well,
you have an engorgement, is what we've discovered.
You mean that I have a physical, like...
Well, you do look overweight in what a lot of people socially would call...
I prefer you saying overweight, by the way. It was kind of...
Well, you put fat on the form. I was just using your word.
Feels like you're putting my words in my face.
Well, just try not to eat them this time.
All right, I get it. The whole model of this place is that you're really tough, tough love. Okay, so I'm not, you're saying, because I mean, I'm like 260 and like I was 180 just last summer, so.
Yeah, about 60 pounds of that is just the engorgement.
Okay, but
so you just
what,
need to get
like
rid of the
tumor?
Engorgement. Oh no, you'd have to go to a doctor for that. This is just a simple engorgement.
I don't know when you say engorgement, that it's like a lump, or is it like fat, or is
just pull
it...
up your shirt right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there it is. Engorgement.
That's my stomach.
Yeah, but once you get rid of the engorgement, you'll have a six-pack there, my friend.
Okay, so this is your just way of saying we're going to do a weight loss program? And you have some branded term? Is that what we're doing? Because I can get on board just so I know.
At this place, other places, they'll say, you got to eat less. You got to eat healthier. You got to exercise.
I'm sorry that weight loss clinic was so bad.
They were really...
That's hard. No, you have a food tumor.
Okay. I have... Okay, so does that mean I need surgery?
No. That would be for a doctor to do. No, this is just a food tumor.
Okay.
So if you lose that food tumor, you will have a six-pack.
So lose weight. This is what the rude guy said to me at the last place.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have a tumor full of food.
But a tumor's a medical term.
I am not a medical physician.
Okay. I guess, all right. So we've gotten to the point twice where we talk about how essentially you're in some
way
making fun of my stomach.
That's a food tumor.
Right. How do I get rid of it?
By not eating so much food to cause a tumor of food.
Oh, okay. Is there a plan?
Stop eating so much food.
This costs $600.
Just to, yeah.
So he starts on that plan, and the next morning he goes to the fridge, but he sees the sticker on the fridge that says, don't eat so much food.
All right. Well, I guess I'll sit on the sofa. God, I'm so
hungry. What you doing, hon?
Well, I went to those two weight loss clinics, and, you know, remember the terminology they were using? I couldn't really figure it out, but the second one, the lady, she was pretty nice, a little rude at the end, but she said, just don't eat so much. You know, I put the sticker up. I told you, don't take it down.
Right, right.
And so I'm not, but I'm just, like, hungry on the sofa.
So you can't eat any food?
I don't know. I don't really know the plan. So I figured I would just wait and maybe like the tumor will fall out, like the food tumor.
I don't understand. Explain to me, because you paid, I think, $1,200 between those two.
Between the two of them,
weight loss specialists.
Yeah.
The first one said it was an engorgement.
An engorgement. And then they just pointed at my stomach, which just to me
and
was
we
like,
cut to the third doctor midway through the process. Yes, and we'll just put the wristband around your neck, and that will keep any food from going down the throat.
Okay, so this is like lap band, but it's external?
Yes, exactly.
You know, I like that because I really didn't want to do anything invasive. And I do have to make my mortgage payment later today. And if I don't, my wife's leaving me and I'm going to lose my home. So I think we should just do it because I just don't have... I need to lose some weight.
As he keeps speaking, he becomes more and more purple. It's already working.
I think... Yeah, that's good. I think, well, it's working all right now. You know, I like that. Okay, see you later, Doc. Oh, boy, go to the bank. Oh, this park looks nice. I think I'm going to take a nap on this bench. I'm feeling real tired. Oh, it's the middle of the night. I lost my home. Honey? Honey?
Where have you been? Who is this?
It's your husband. I fell asleep on a bench. I got a neck band.
You missed one mortgage payment.
Oh, no. Did we lose the house?
We've lost the house.
I love you.
No.
And see, folks, that's our show. Big hand for John, Anthony, and Danielle. I'm Matt. This is Improv for Humans. Thanks. We really appreciate you guys. You've been so nice here tonight. Thanks, guys.